Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and good pleasure, and welcome to Sword of the Spirit Ministry on Blog Talk Radio. We're here 3 days out of the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 o'clock Central Time every week. And I want to say God bless you to all the callers from around the world and who's ever listening and calling in. Amen. Praise God. Well, tonight we have an awesome message. So please, we have a lot of scriptures that we're going to be reading tonight. So get your Bibles and pencils and get your coffee percolator, because it's going to be a strong, powerful message. And it is about, actually, Satan, Lucifer, the devil himself. So God bless you, and please stay tuned. We will be right back. Amen. Praise God. Well, again, I want to welcome everybody to Sword of the Spirit Ministry. We are here 3 days out of the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 o'clock Central Time. Tonight, we have our sister Raquel, praise God, and we are missing Judy. No, I'm joking. She's around, but actually, she's not ready right now. So, Raquel will be joining me. Now, let's get to our word. Amen. Raquel, do you want to say hello to everybody? God bless you.
Hello. Hello, everyone. God bless everyone.
Amen. Amen. She's still a little shy, guys, so excuse her. Another little joke. Just a little bit more. Everybody knows me on this thing. Well, praise God. Amen. Our beliefs. We do believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we are non-denominational. So if you're wondering if you're in the right place, you are. Amen. So tonight I want to talk about Satan. Yes, we're going to bring it out tonight, people. Satan, known as Lucifer, known as a falling angel. Well, there's a lot more to go through that, but we're going to get straight to our Bible study. So please get your Bibles, your pencils, and get that coffee percolating, because we have a lot of territory to cover tonight. And the reason why we're bringing out this study, I want to share this with you guys for just a moment. If we do not know the cause or the issue or where the root of the sin and the root of what's happening today in people, then how would we know how to stop it? How would we know what we're fighting against? Amen, Raquel?
Amen.
Father God, I come before you tonight, Lord, and I open up this radio station in your authority, Father God. Tonight, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord, if I've done anything or said anything, Lord, that was not pleasing to you. I pray, Lord, tonight that your mercy, Father, your grace fall upon me in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight, Lord, that, Father God, may your will, Lord, be done upon this radio and upon the people, Lord, that come in and out to hear your word, Father God. I pray tonight, Father, for the Holy Spirit, Lord, to take over, allow it to flow through this radio and this ministry and us, Father God. Tonight, Father, I pray that we will be used as a vessel, as a tool, Father, because that's all we are, Lord. You are the true teacher and the true pastor in this line, Father God. And I pray tonight, Father, and I just thank you, Lord, for the word, Father, that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray tonight, Lord, that your word, Father, will plant a seed of good fruit, that we will all bear good fruit in your name, Father God, as your word, Father, becomes a light unto our feet to lead us and guide us and show us the way in the name of Jesus. And we all say amen, and so be it.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Well, let us get started. Again, Satan, Lucifer, the devil, and demons, evil spirits, we need to be aware. We need to be confronted in what we are facing. What is the root of the issue, the root of the problem? What is the problem? Sin. This is the biggest problem. This is what's stopping us from going forward in our walk with the Lord. This is stopping us from our salvation and our eternal life with the Lord. Amen. Well, let us begin. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Satan, Lucifer, the devil. Satan is referred to by many names, including Lucifer and devil. Me, myself, I'll refer him to as Satan. Quite often, Satan is referred to as the opposite of God. However, that is far from true. God created Satan as an angel. And as such, Satan only has the power of an angel, nowhere near the power or the authority of God. The name Satan means adversary or enemy. And indeed, this being is the enemy of God. And all mankind, Satan was created by God as an amazing and good angel called Lucifer, which means light bearer or morning star. And he was even one of the chief cherubim. So he was one of, if not the most important angel. However, this wasn't enough for Satan. He wanted to become God and have total power. God gave free will to the angels as well as to people. Sadly, Satan rebelled against God, and there was a massive battle in heaven. Satan lost, and with his followers was thrown out of heaven. Satan rebelled, and the war in heaven is described in the Bible in the book of Revelations, words in brackets added. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 7 through 9. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, Satan. And the dragon and his angels fought back. Verse 8. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. Verse 9. The great dragon was hurled down. That innocent serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. Again, who leads the whole world astray. You have to listen closely. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Revelation chapter 12, verse 4. His Satan's tail swept a third of the stars, a third of the angels, out of the sky and flung them on the earth. So Satan wasn't alone and led a rebellion against God, taking as many as a third of all the angels with him. These are now what are commonly called demons. The original pure angelic state of Satan and how he changed is also described by two Jewish prophets, Ezekiel and Isaiah. Here we go. Sorry, got it off. Let me get that. No, well, actually, that was right. I apologize. So we can see that God had created Satan as a beautiful and powerful angel, but through his pride, now we got to listen, here comes the important part, through the pride and greed, he became totally evil. In the reference from Ezekiel, Satan is referred to as the king of Tyre, which was a city that was located in what is now Lebanon. This may seem strange, but God, through Ezekiel, is saying that Satan was manipulating the human ruler of Tyre, and that Satan was the real king of that city, and the human ruler was just his puppet. We don't know exactly when the rebellion and war in heaven took place. It occurred sometime between the creation of the earth and the tempting of Eve and Adam. In the Garden of Eden, it was Satan in the form of a serpent or snake who tempted them and caused them to sin. Let's read in the book of, oh wait, I'm not ready yet to go to that book. So, because of this, Satan is sometimes called or referred to as a snake, serpent, or dragon, as we read in the book of Revelation, as in the quote above from Revelation. Did you also notice that God put a cherubim, two or more angelic beings, the same original status as Satan, to protect the Garden of Eden? So from the first human, Satan has been trying to stop people from following God, and he and his followers are still doing it today. In this first temptation, he used pride and greed, the same sins as he was guilty of when he rebelled against God. Now, Satan and his followers tried every trick in the book to stop people from knowing God and Jesus, because they know that God has the total power and the will ultimately has the victory. Satan is called many other names in the Bible, all of which speak of his evil character and now what he tries to do. So Satan is called a dragon, sometimes who leads the world astray, the accuser, the lord of filth, a liar, and the father of lies, a roaring lion looking for someone to eat, the prince of this world, and the god of this age. Those last two might sound a bit strange and even good, but this is not the case. The prince of the world means someone trying to rule with his own bad rules and ideas, but he's not the king. That's God. Amen. The god of this age notices the small g. Doesn't mean that Satan is a deity, just a leader of group of things. The true God, capital G, is the real ruler of the whole universe. So whatever he's called, Satan the devil sounds exceedingly unpleasant. And he is. He's not only, this person hates God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, but he also hates anything that belongs to God, especially the most important thing to God, his children. So Satan is going to come and to hinder. He could come to bother you. Okay, you can't get possessed by a demon because you carry the Holy Spirit. And where the Holy Spirit lays, a demon cannot lay also. It's not possible. And if a Christian is possessed by a demon, then he's not a real Christian. Amen. Demons and evil spirits. When Satan rebels against God, the rebellion was not just Satan alone. Perhaps as many as a third of all the angels, as we've seen above, like Satan, they had free will and chose to leave God and follow Satan. I want everybody, please, God bless you, listen to these words. These rebellious or fallen angels are known as demons, evil spirits, or unclean spirits. They now serve Satan, and like him, are evil and hate God and all people. They enjoy and want to cause pain, misery, and suffering to people. And many times in the Bible, they are the cause of physical and mental illnesses. The Bible makes it clear, very clear, that not every illness, physical or mental illnesses, is caused by demons, evil spirits, or unclean spirits. However, I believe that the demons can still possess people today and do want to cause harm and damage. Okay, I'm going to stop right there so people that will understand, the people that just came into this room, God bless you, and that just joined us. I do apologize, Roxelle, if you just give me one moment. The reason we're reading about Satan and we're digging in deep, Lucifer, is we need to understand what this study is about. Because we're here to understand and to realize where and what is the root of the problem, why we still have sin, and why is people still sinning. There are two roads, Raquel, two roads. There's a long and narrow path, and then there's the wide and long path. But it is wide and easy to follow. But the long and narrow path, if we look it up and understand the meaning of narrow path, you will know that the long and narrow path is not an easy path to come down. But that is the true path to walk down, because that's the path to God. That's the path that's going to give you your eternal life and forgiveness with the Lord. But now, people have gotten a lot lazier than yesterday and the day before. Now, what do I mean by lazy? Well, they're lazy in their sin. They got very comfortable in their sin. They're so comfortable in it that they can't seem to pull themselves out. And then they ask the reason why, okay? Well, we're getting to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is Satan. Now, we understand that Satan is only here to still kill God and drag you by your feet to go with him to hell. That's what he's here for. And everything that comes from Satan is wrong, okay? Everything that God is right. Satan, wrong. God, right. Okay, if you keep digging into the sin and you keep making excuses for yourself, well, I don't know why I sin. I keep doing it, and I know it's wrong, and I shouldn't be doing it. It doesn't matter. Sin is sin. Sin is sin. You have gotten comfortable in the sin. And sin is actually not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. Everything in heaven is going to be pure, washed and cleansed. Everything will be white as snow. It is perfection. So the Lord does not want anything of this world, because if he did, he would not take all this time to give us to change, to take this time and to understand where the root of the cause is coming from, and how do we fight back? What are we aware of? And what are we facing? Well, the root of it is day one, since the beginning of the beginning of creation. Satan was the perfect angel. He was so perfect, he thought so highly of himself that he wanted to be God. And so he not just to be God, he wanted to be over God. So that's where the pride, the deceive, the evilness, the hatred, the bitterness, all of that came out of that one angel. But then yet, what happened to that angel? What happened? He was cast out of heaven. Now let's look at the pattern here. He was no good. He was sin, evil, pride, selfish, bitter, anger, call it what you want. Okay, I'm just giving you a few names. He was all that wrapped into one. And what did God do with him? Cast him out of heaven. Amen, Markel? She's here somewhere. Amen. So if God can cast Satan out of heaven, and he doesn't want all of that into heaven, into the presence of him, into the presence of heaven itself, what makes you think in everybody's right mind, including my own? This message is for me too. What do we all think in our minds that God is going to allow us to be there and we are so full of sin? We are so not right. We have not proved ourselves. We have not taken the next step and get to the next level in our walk with Christ. Actually, if we're still sinning, we're not on the walk with Christ. I could tell you that right now. We're nowhere near in that walk. We're not in that path. We're not on that narrow road. Because if we're still sinning and we're making excuses for ourselves and not examining ourselves and not understanding the root of the problem, and that we are actually giving in to that root, to that seed, to that plant, call it what you will, but I'm going to call it a seed because that's what it is. It's a seed that's been planted. Okay, and we're actually giving in. We're watering it. This is what we're doing. We're watering that seed by sinning. We're watering that seed. We're raising Satan to be higher in our lives. And we're bringing God at just a level to where we want him to be, not where he needs to be. We're making him to be what we want him to be. Okay, I hope everybody's following. Raquel, are you understanding?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. This is a tough subject for a lot of people to understand. And
you got to speak up because we can't hear you.
It's a very tough subject for people to understand. And, you know, it touches on a lot of bases. And what it is, it's people that sin and continue doing their sin. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Melinda, if we understand the root of the problem, if we're understanding that we're actually watering the seed to the root of evil, to the problem, to the cause of it, where it began, okay, then we would understand how to fight back and prepare ourselves and know what we're facing. But you know, Raquel, I'm going to say this. There's a lot of people out there that are scared to talk about Satan. They'll say, "Oh, don't talk about that. Oh, no, don't you dare bring his word up in my face." I know I sound a little funny, but I am a little humorous. But wait a minute.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Hold on. Let's back it up just for a second. How is it that you cannot bring up his name and you're so terrified of him? Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Everybody, sit him back. You're terrified, oh, don't you dare bring him up. Yeah, but you're falling into his hands. You're watering his seed. You're raising him up to be higher than God. But yet, you don't want to talk about him, but yet you can give in to his ways and what he does and what he wants you to do. That does not make sense to me. But yet, if you talk about him, and if you understand where it comes from, why did it happen, where did it happen, what was it, where, when, what time, and how, then you actually would be able to see in front of you and be more prepared. How are you prepared? You know the answer to that one, Bhakta?
By putting the God's suit of armor daily.
Praise God, amen, sister. Now that's confirmation, because today we have a prayer that we're going to read. You have to claim the armor of God daily. And what is the armor of God? It's simple. Jesus. I'm going to sum it up in one word. Jesus. Now, am I coming against anybody? No. Am I worried about coming against anybody? No. I'm here to tell you to be warned. You're taking steps and you're going forward, but you're not actually going in the right direction. You have to stop watering the seed of sin and evil and wrongdoing and come back to the to this way, to this direction, and understand that you have to water the seed of righteousness, purity, cleansingness, and to be white as snow. Because let me tell you something. Yes, the Lord loves us. Don't get me wrong. His love is unconditionally. You'll never come up to that love. And that is the truth. But look at that God is an also obedient God. I don't know how to say this without anybody getting offended, but I'm just going to have to say it. If he threw Satan, his perfect angel that he loved so much, and he was the number one angel in heaven, and he cast him out of heaven because too much evil came in. You know, not that I'm putting myself or any other person in the same category as Satan, but what I'm trying to tell you is, if he cast Satan out and the falling angels out of heaven, what makes you think that God is going to allow sin into heaven just because he loves us? He loves us, yes. Amen and praise God. But, you know, that's just another excuse from going forward. And that's just another excuse to keep doing what we're doing to water the seed. That's what we're doing. We're watering the seed. We're not examining ourselves. We're not doing anything to get up and walk forward. Comfortable in sin. Some of us got so deep into it that we can't get ourselves out of it. And drugs, alcohol, you know, addiction to gambling. There's all kinds of things that we do that is not right. But we keep, again, there's another excuse we keep using of, well, I'm trying and I'm waiting on God. If you got another word, I'm waiting on God to do it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But don't you realize that, hello, God is waiting on you to make the decision to
yes.
let go.
Yep.
You're waiting on God, but you're still stuck in that pace. Wait a minute. Something is wrong with this picture. You're waiting on him, but yet he's waiting on you. Something's wrong somewhere, guys. So, go ahead, Vodka. Do you have something you want to...
No, I'm just listening to what you're saying, and you know, I think to myself here, me, you know, as a human being, no, nobody is perfect. Like one perfect, you know, we all sin. That's what everybody says. But you know, what's bad is when you know that it's a sin and you continue repeating the same sin. That's what's bad, okay? And people say, hey, I'm doing this type of sin and this person doing that type of sin. I'm better than this. It doesn't matter. Whether you lie, whether you steal, it doesn't matter. Every sin is still equal to saint in God's eyes. Some people don't understand that.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, the cause today, what we're trying to read here and what we're trying to say is, understand, beware. Beware. That Yes, we're living in the end days. Yes, everybody knows about that. I'm not going to go in that direction tonight, but I'm trying to focus here. If you understand the cause, if you understand the root of the problem and the cause of it, then you will understand what you're up against. And that you will understand that there's more strength in the mighty name of Jesus. There's more strength in our Lord and our Savior and our God. That with God, you can conquer all. Okay, with God, your strength, your courage, and your ambition, you have to claim the armor upon you. The whole armor, that's Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, your Bible, the Word, praising, worshiping, remaining in His presence. This is such a simple sharing, but it's a study that people need to be reminded of. Because, okay, wait a minute. Okay, well, yeah, we know who the devil is. Mm-hmm. The devil made me do it. No, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Because on the day of judgment, you're going to be face-to-face with the Lord, and the Lord's going to ask you. And if you think that's going to work with God, it's not. I'm going to say it straight out. You know what? It is what it is. Here it is. You're going to have to answer to God. What would be your answer? You don't know. But the devil made me do it. But yet, God knows every move you make. Every strand of hair on your head, don't forget He's the Creator. And don't forget, everything under the heavens is under God's control, including the devil himself. So you can't just say because the devil made you do it. Yeah, but didn't I give you these tools to take with you? Didn't I leave these tools for you so that you would use them? Didn't I give you the armor? To put on the armor every single day, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you use the tools that I've given you to fight him? Okay, yes. To see what's going on. Every day you step out in the world. Every day you take a step out of the world. And every day you're going to see. And every moment, every second you keep going forward, you're going to see evil. Something is going to jump in your face. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. You need to be prepared. And if you ain't prepared, then you can't fight back. You're going to remain in the same predicament that you are. It's very simple. If you're still sinning, then you are not on that narrow road. I'm telling you right now, you're not on the narrow road because you're not fighting back. You're not using the armor of God. You're not using the tools that the Lord has left you. So you can move forward and get through. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Raquel,
do you have anything else to say before I pray about this prayer? God bless you.
It's not easy, sister, to go on that narrow road. Avelo Dushmano, lots of times, every day of every second, Avelo Hotel, Quero. And it's very important to put that suit of armor. It's not easy to walk on that narrow path, but if you do, to walk on that narrow path, you truly will be blessed from God. And you don't have to go out there and sin to do. You have to trust in God that God will provide for you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. What I find funny is, Raquel, people are talking about, well, you know, there's Christians that are getting demon-possessed. Man, how is that possible? If they are true child of God, and if this Holy Spirit is living in them, there's no way that they could get possessed by a demon because the Holy Spirit is there. So where the Holy Spirit is, Raquel, there's no way a demon could be there. So then that means, and I'm just using this as an example for everybody to understand. So if you're a true Christian, there's no way you could get demon possessed. Now let's go this way. Now look at, here's the example again. If you're still sinning, you're still sinning and you're still doing what you're doing, then guess what? You're not on that narrow road. There's no way that sin is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's impossible. Because if it will, then all this work that the Lord is doing right now and that he's allowing all of this to happen. He would not waste his time. He truly would. He would just allow the whole world just to be the way it is and just let it go. So understand, sin will not be in heaven. It's not going to enter. And whoever is not willing to let it go, well, I hate to say it, but Houston, we have a problem. So this is what we need each and every single day, is the armor of God. This is a little prayer I read a couple months ago, and I'd like to read it tonight, if that's okay with anybody. Raquel, do you have anything else to say before we go into this prayer?
No.
Okay,
no.
Stop. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Here is the prayer for the armor of God. And this is what is going to help you each and every day face the storms, face the trials, and guess what? Face Satan himself and the demons and the fallen angels, whatever's out there, the unclean spirits, because let me tell you, they're flowing, and they're flowing pretty strong. But yes, I know, everybody, well, the Lord has conquered. Yes, but you also have to help conquer. You've got to be a part of it. You can't just, well, I'm waiting for God. Yeah, but you know what? Hello, God's waiting for you too. We got to partake. We all got to participate. It's called being a child of God. You know? It is what it is. So, amen and praise God. Dear Lord, I now follow your command to put on the full armor of God, because my battle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the unseen world. I first pray on the belt of truth, that it may be buckled around my waist. May I be centered and encircled by your truth. Dear Lord, hem me inside all that is true and right, and may I be protected and held up by the truth of your living word. I pray on the breastplate of righteousness. Please protect my vital organs and my inner man. Cover my integrity, my spirit, my soul. Guard my heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Please strengthen and guard the most vulnerable place in my life with that which is right, good, and noble, that I might not receive a fatal blow from the enemy. I pray on the gospel shoes of peace. I choose to stand in the shoes of your good news and on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, the solid rock. All other ground is sinking sand. I pray that I will not slip or fall, but that my feet would be firmly fitted on your Lordship, Jesus. I choose to stand on you so that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus, the Rock of Ages. I receive your peace now, Jesus. From the sole of my feet to the crown of my head, I pray the shield of faith into my hand now. As I take up the shield of faith, I ask that you might extinguish every dart and every arrow that is launched from the enemy to take
Nancy, you're not on. Hold on, everybody. I think she went on mute.
Here I am.
Nancy,
I apologize. Yeah. From the sole of my feet and the crown of my head, I pray the shield of faith into my hand now. As I take up the shield of faith, I ask that you might extinguish every dart and every arrow that is launched from the enemy to take me down spiritually, physically, and mentally, or emotionally. Every attempt of the enemy to destroy my joy, I ask that my faith in you would make it flame out. Extinguish every flaming arrow that would come against me, my family, or my ministry, hallelujah. May my faith always be out in front of me like a shield. Give me the courage to face my fears by choosing to walk by faith and not by sight. I pray on the helmet of salvation that you might protect my mind from the thoughts that can lead me astray. I choose to take every thought captive and arrest idle intentioned ideas and motives that would harm others or distract me from your will for me. I submit every captured thought to the Lordship of Christ and ask that you would imprison those thoughts that are not of you, Lord. Transform my mind and renew my thinking that I may think God and have a sober mind that is focused on your glory. Please protect me from being double-minded, that I may allow my mind, the command center of the rest of my body, to be saturated with the mind of Christ. Finally, I take up the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, which is the word of God. I pray this offensive weapon in my hand and ask that your word would be fitting for every encounter I face. As the enemy gets close to me, please give me the insight, wisdom, and skill to weld the word of God spoken in season and out of season, to inflict pain against the enemy. May the enemy and his king flee from me upon hearing the word of God spoken by the power and direction of the Holy Spirit. Give me the sword of the Spirit to cut through the wiles of the devil so that I may discern the schemes of the enemy when he is near. With all kinds of prayer, supplication, and intercession, I pray to you, Lord, as the one who fights my battles. Now that I am in your armor, I walk away from this prayer, covered and ready to face my day as you go before me and protect me in the midst of the spiritual warfare in this unseen world. Thank you, Lord, for the spiritual weapons of armor and prayer that you have given me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and you will refute every tongue that accuses me. Thank you, Father, that I am more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That is how you protect yourself. That is how you protect yourself. Right there, this prayer has covered all multitudes. All. You need your discerned spirit. You need to pray every single day that the Lord's discerned spirit will be in you. That the Lord's word will be planted in you like a seed. And then he will water it every single day. You need prayer every single day to pray for God's protection. You need to worship and praise and glorify him as you read his word and devote your life to him. Because if you let go for 1 minute, I promise you, you can fall in that 1 minute. Because the world is very powerful when it comes to sin. And you're right in the middle of it. Now, we shouldn't be of it, but we're in it, but we're not supposed to be of it. We are to stick out and stand out. But the only way you're going to conquer all of this is by Jesus. He is the armor. He's all. Amen and praise God. Okay, anything else to say?
No, I'm just, that prayer is beautiful. That is a wonderful and a beautiful prayer. If you put the armor of God, there is nothing that can interfere for you to walk on that narrow road, Nancy. On that narrow, it will be easy when you walk with God. All things are possible. Wow, that's beautiful prayer. And yes, we need to take the sword of the Spirit and the Word with us daily. Amen. Wow. I truly got blessed tonight, sister.
Amen. Praise God. It's all for the glory of the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we do have a few more minutes left on the board. If anybody likes or has a comment or something that they'd like to read, God bless you. Press number one. I'm going to bring you up on there. I hope I said that right. Praise God. If you have something to say or add to that, please, God bless you. Press number one and I'll bring you up on air. Amen. All right. Well, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wait, we do have somebody. And we're just going to say the first three prefixes, 505-339. You are on air. God bless you.
Somebody asked you to Nancy and Raquel. It's me, Valda.
Hi, Val.
Hello.
God bless you.
Hi.
Hello. God bless.
God bless you, too. I was going to say the best way for us to help us not to sin, it is very hard not to sin. We do sins every day, whether we know it or we don't. But the best way for us not to sin is to be very close with God, to take His word, even if it's 2 verses a day, even if it's a chapter a day. In that same way, pray and pray and keep His word in your heart and your mind. And remember one thing, to Pinello in the Bible, we are not of this world and our kingdom is in heaven, right? So we got to realize, we got to let it go. We got to let go of this Lumia and not have nothing to do with it. And that's the way, another way to beat sin.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. And you know, these are the most days. I mean, there's so much going on. Worse than it was 5 years ago. Worse than it was 10 years ago. There's so much more that's going on that are being twisted and turned. People are taking God's word and twisting and turning it. False prophets. People are drinking alcohol, drugs. I mean, it's getting worster. Worster. Well, all we're doing is making excuses for ourselves. The long and narrow road is not easy. It's a tough road to be on. But I'd rather be on that tough road and trying my best to move forward than to be on the road to hell. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm talking for myself. I'd rather be on that narrow road than go on to the road of hell. It's that simple. You can't bring up, you know, a lot of people about that. There's God, don't you dare bring up that word Satan. Oh, that's too scary. Well, you have to know about it. You got to be aware of it. You got to know the root of the problem, the cause of it, so you know what you're facing. We can't talk about Satan, but yet we could do what Satan wants us to do. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. We got to fight harder. And we got to, you know what? It's a struggle. But we got to do it. We got to fight harder. Didn't God say, whoever endures till the end will inherit the kingdom heaven? Well, there it is right there. We got to finish the race. We got to keep going. We got to keep trying. We got to push. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Not easy. We're all sinning. I'll say it myself. I'm nobody perfect. I'm not. But I'm not going to use the excuse and say, well, God loves me, so I'm going to be A-okay. I'm not. It's not going to happen like that. I have to push. Then we have that other number two excuse. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God to help me. Sorry, did you know that God is waiting on you? So He could see how serious you are. He wants to see you put the effort. Not Him. He already put His effort. He done His job. Now it's your turn. It takes work.
He said this in His word. Oh, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me, right?
Yes, amen. That's right.
So, because we're talking about this Bible, in order for us not to sin, we got to obey His word. Now, it says that we do a mistake. The sins that we do by mistake, because we all do mistakes by sins. But
yes.
Right away, my husband, forgiveness. And try our best not
yes.
to do the same mistake. But the swato soon is the butter swato. You love me, you obey me. That's the way it's going.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, Valda. Praise God. And you know what? I think, Raquel, are you in a position that you could pray for all the listeners from around the world? I want to say God bless you all. And this is not towards to be mad or trying to preach the word in anger, because I'm not. But we're going to have Raquel pray for more strength for all of us, to give us more wisdom, knowledge, and guidance, and that we will be strong and remain in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.
Heavenly Father,
We come to you in your precious Son's name, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask, Father God, that you give us the strength, Father God, so we can, Father God, do and follow and do your will, Mordel, to follow you, Mordel, so we can live our lives, Father God, properly, how you want us to live, Father God. Help us, Father God. Help us, Father God, from temptations of life. Help us, Father God, got that old dushmano, Lord Jesus Christ, that I'm a hot daily week, Father God. Help those, Father. Show them, Father God, that it is possible, Father God, to walk on that straight and narrow road, but to know, Father God, that they could only do it with you, Father. We ask, Father God, that you give them the courage, Father God. Give them the knowledge, Father God, the wisdom, Father God, so they understand, Lord Jesus Christ, because with you, Father God, all things are possible and that they don't have to go back into sinning, Father God, only if they ask from you, Father God, that their lives can be so much more better, Father. Father God, open up the minds, Father God, of those, Father God, that are confused, Father God. Take that confusion out of their mind, Father God, if they're confused from this message tonight, Father God. We only speak, Father God, about your word, Father God, and we speak it from the heart, Modo. We don't mean to hurt anyone, Father God, or for them to take it in the wrong way, Father God. Let them understand that, Modo. And, Father God, I ask, Lord Jesus Christ, that you just open up their hearts and their minds, Father God, and knowing the truth, Father God, when we come on this air, Father God, so they open up their hearts to your word, Lord Jesus. And in Jesus' name we pray, Father God. Amen and amen.
Amen, sister. Amen, and so be it in the name of Jesus. You know, as you were praying, Raquel, God bless you, okay? I just want to say this. Amen. This sharing was for you to understand that if you are a child of God, it's time to fight back. It's time to fight back. You know, we're no longer slaves to Satan. We're no longer slaves to his ways or the world, this world that he's controlling right now. We're not a slave to him no more. We don't have to answer to him. Who we should fear is the Lord. That's
absolutely
who we became slaves. Praise God. Amen,
absolutely.
Raquel?
Amen. Sister. Amen. Yes. God is the one we
Amen.
Shall fear. Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. So
Amen.
Fight back. It's time to fight back. You've got all the armor. God equipped you with the armor. You got armor. You got the tools.
Yes.
It's time to use them
mm-hmm.
and fight back. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And God bless
yes.
you all. Praise God. Raquel, did you have anything else to say before we go to our announcements?
All I have to say is God is good, and I'm glad that God is there for all of us. Nancy, that even when times are hard and times are bad, people think that they don't have a choice. But no, they do. They do. There's God. And they don't have to continue on sinning. And like you said, we're not a slave to the devil. We are not.
Nope.
We should only fear God. Wow,
yep.
Sister, I am truly blessed tonight. I'm excited about the word of God. I always am. God is good. I love my Lord. I love him. I give him all the praise and worship and glory. We love you, Lord. We love you. Amen.
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 Praise God. Well, we don't have to stop here. I mean, we got Brother Barney preaching on Friday. Praise God. we will be here, and we are here 3 days out of the week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain, and 8 o'clock Pacific Time. Please join us, because, you know, when you hear God's word, there's so much power. There's so much power. Wow. I'm just amazed what God can do and what he does and how he uses us. Praise God. Glory goes to him. So I want to say God bless everybody. We love you all in the love of the Lord. And please put your armor. Let's start fighting back. Let's not
yes.
sit down and wait for somebody else to do our dirty work. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Glory goes to God. Well, we're going to say goodnight. God bless you all. Raquel, you want to say goodnight to our followers?
Good night, everyone. God bless.
Amen. She's still shy, everybody. Don't worry. She'll break down. She'll break down. God bless you all. We'll see you all on Friday.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.